Roll with Sitchet. Morning, honorable members. We are starting with our meeting today. We'd like to welcome the department. Today we've invited the IEC, we've invited the FPB. You are all welcome. And our guests as well, who are always with us here. In terms of the agenda today, it's the immigration bill. We will be voting on the bill today, honorable members. But before we vote, we will have the department to take us through the amendment first, page by page. And then after that, we will vote on the clause on the bill clause by clause. And then after the voting, we will have a presentation by the IEC on their threat plan as well as the FPB. On that note, I will afford the department to take us through their document that has been circulated today. Over to you, Mr. McKay, or Advocate Billy Mitch. Am I right today? Thank you. Over to you.
Thanks and good morning to honorable members. The amendments that were agreed to following last week's deliberations, we've effected them in the document that was circulated to honorable members. I will start with clause one, item number one, which makes an amendment on page 2896. It's to omit the paragraph and substitute paragraph A, and reading that with line 2 and 3 then introduces the paragraph A.
Do we have our bill in front of us? Can we start now?
Thank you. We will start on page 2 of the document that was circulated, which starts from clause 1. In item 1 and 2, right together, they substitute the current paragraph in the bill under clause 1. Which only makes amendments to paragraph C of the preamble. Then there is an introduction of the amendment to paragraph A in order to remove the word temporary for visas in paragraph A of the preamble. Then going to clause 2, still on page 2 of the document circulated, on page 3, in line 6, the word permit will be omitted and substituted with the word visa. There will be an indication of showing that the word permit has been removed. And following that, on page 3, from line 45 up to and including line 51, the paragraph H that is in the bill, which defines or was inserting the definition of permit, is to be removed. Then item 3, on page 3 after line 56, there is an insertion of the definition of port of entry, visa, which will mean the authority to travel from a port of entry of another country to any port of entry of the Republic for the purpose of admission into the Republic as contemplated in Section 10A. And on item 4, on page 4, in line 4, the word permit will be omitted. Still on page 4, from line 9 up to and including line 22, there's a substitution for the definition of visa of the following definition. The definition is as it appears there, and members, I'll go through it. It says, visa means the authority to temporarily sojourn in the Republic for the purposes of A, a transit through the Republic as contemplated in Section 10B, B, a visit as contemplated in Section 11, C, a study as contemplated in Section 13, D, conducting activities in the Republic in terms of an international agreement to which the Republic is a party as contemplated in Section 14, E, establishing or investing in a business as contemplated in Section 15, F, working as a crew member of a convoy in the Republic as contemplated in Section 16. G, obtaining medical treatment as contemplated in Section 17. H, staying with a relative as contemplated in Section 18. I, working as contemplated in Section 19 or 21. J, retirement as contemplated in Section 20. K, an exchange program as contemplated in Section 22. Or L, applying for asylum as contemplated in Section 23. Whichever is applicable in the circumstances. Then we'll move to clause 4, which is on, starting on page 4 of the bill. From line 50 up to and including line 54, the word permit will be omitted wherever it occurs, and it will be substituted with the word port of entry visa. Still on page 4, from line 50 up to and including line 54, after the word visas, to insert the words permanent residence permits. On page 4 again, in line 57, after the word warrants, there's going to be insertion of the word permanent resident. On page 5, in line 6, after the word off, there'll be insertion of the words port of entry visa. Still on page 5, in line 6, after the word visas again, the
last week, we have actually requested that the department brings the bill to the committee. That would be the entire bill. We would be able to look at that one document. And now what is happening is that if you look at this particular document, you still have to look at the original bill, where you can see the effective changes. It's going to make it difficult to follow.
No, honourable member, that was not the agreement we said last week. No, honourable member, we said last week, if we do that, it brings confusion to the committee. We are going to raise issues that were not there. So we did not agree that we should have one document. We said they must go and work on the document according to the processes of Parliament. Can you continue, Honourable Advocate?
Thank you, Chairperson. I was still on clause 4, on item 6. On page 5 in line 18, after the word warrants, there will be an insertion of the words permanent residence. On item 7, on page 5 in line 18, after the word permits, there will be an insertion of the word port of entry visa. Then moving along to clause 7, starting from page 6 of the bill, the after line 6, there will be an insertion of the following paragraph, which will read, by the substitution for subsection 1 of the following subsection, subsection 1, upon admission, a foreigner who is not a holder of a permanent residence permit may enter and sojourn in the Republic only if in possession of the West temporary residence permit will be removed for visa issued by the Director General for a prescribed period. going to page 4 of the document. On page 6 of the bill, still from line 8 up to and including line 22, to omit subsection 2 and to substitute with the following subsection. It will read, subject to this act, upon application in person and in the prescribed manner, and the words in bolded in brackets will be removed, and on the prescribed form, one of the temporary residence permits contemplated in sections 11 to 23 may be issued to, and read, a foreigner may be issued one of the following visas for the purpose of A, transit through the Republic as contemplated in section 10B, B, a visit as contemplated in section 11, C, study as contemplated in section 13, D, conducting activities in the Republic in terms of an international agreement to which the Republic is a party as contemplated in section 14, E, establishing or investing in a business as contemplated in section 15, F, working as a crew member of a conveyance in the Republic as contemplated in section 16, G, obtaining medical treatment as contemplated in section 17, H, staying with a relative as contemplated in section 18, I, working as contemplated in section 19 or 21, J, retirement as contemplated in section 20, K, an exchange program as contemplated in section 22, or L, applying for asylum as contemplated in section 23, and the end, item 3 on page 6 from line 24 up to and including line 29. The subsection 6 will be omitted and substituted with the following subsection 6A. It will be subdivided into two paragraphs. A, subject to this act, a foreigner other than the holder of a visitor or medical treatment visa may apply to the Director General in the prescribed manner, and the bolded words are removed, and on the prescribed form, to change his or her status or the terms and conditions attached to his or her temporary residence permits removed for visa, or both such status and terms and conditions as the case may be while in the Republic. There's paragraph 2 also to that, which reads, an application for change of status attached to a visitor or medical treatment visa shall not be made by the visa holder while in the Republic except in exceptional circumstances as prescribed. Then on page 5 of the document, on clause 8, the current clause 8 in the bill is rejected, and there will be a new clause inserted instead of that clause. The clause will start from amendment of section 10A of Act 13 of 2002 as inserted by section 12 of Act 19 of 2004. It will read, section 10A of the principal act is hereby amended by A, the substitution for the heading of the following heading, visas to be removed for port of entry visa, B, by the substitution for subsections 1 and 2 of the following subsections. One will read, any foreigner who enters the Republic shall, subject to subsections 2 and 4, on demand produce a valid port of entry visa granted under subsection 3 to an immigration officer. Subsection 2, any person who holds the bolded words to be removed, which reads, a valid permit issued in terms of sections 13, 22 and 25 to 27. And then A valid visa for the purpose of, it still goes back to the same types of visas that I've read through before. Then going to page 6, it will then include paragraph B, which says a permanent residence permit issued in terms of sections 25 to 27 shall, upon his or entry into the Republic and after having been issued with that visa or permanent residence permit, be deemed to be in possession of a valid port of entry visa for the purposes of this section. And paragraph C, substitute subsection 3 for the words preceding paragraph A of the following words, to read, a port of entry visa referred to in subsection 1, then there will be some paragraphs following that in the Act. Paragraph D, by the substitution in subsection 3 for paragraph A of the following paragraph, it will read, may, subject to any condition that the minister may deem fit, be granted by the minister to any person who is not exempt, as contemplated in subsection 4, from the requirement of having to be in possession of a valid port of entry visa and who has applied for such port of entry visa in the prescribed manner and on the prescribed form. And also subsection 4 has been substituted for paragraph A of the following paragraph, which will read, exempt any person or category of persons from subsection 1 with regard to the requirement of having to be in possession of a valid port of entry visa in order to obtain a visa or work permit to be removed for visa contemplated in section 11 for a specified or unspecified period, and either unconditional or subject to the conditions that the minister may impose. And then going forward to Clause 11, it will be rejected, and in its place, the following clause will be inserted. It will start with the wage amendment of Section 15 of Act 13 of 2002, as amended by Section 17 of Act 19 of 2004, and Section 5 of Act 3 of 2007.
Sorry, Honourable Members, my phone, I've taken the battery out now. I don't know why it made that noise. Sorry, Honourable Members.
Can you rather switch it off?
I have, ma'am. I've taken the battery out.
Then, if I may proceed, Chair. The, on page 7, dealing with Section 15 of the Act, the section will now, the clause will now read, Section 15 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by the first paragraph, subsection 1, which reads, A, the word A will be removed, subject to subsection 1A, a business visa with the word permit removed may be issued by the Director General to a foreigner intending to establish or invest in, or who has established or invested in a business in the Republic in which he or she may be employed, and an appropriate, the word permit removed for visa, for the duration of the business, again permit visa, to the members of such foreigner's immediate family, provided that there will be certain paragraphs that follow. And part of that is paragraph C, which has been substituted by, in paragraph B, as indicated, that such foreigner has undertaken to, subroman 1, comply with any relevant registration requirement set out in any law administered by the South African Revenue Service, and subparagraph 2, employ the prescribed percentage or number of citizens or permanent residents within a period of 12 months from the date of issue of the visa. Then there is the subsection 1 that has been talked about in section 15.1 will read, no business visa may be issued or renewed in respect of any business undertaking which is listed as undesirable by the minister from time to time in the Gazette after consultation with the minister responsible for trade and industry. Then moving forward, Chair and Honourable Members, in Clause 12, the on page 7 of the document still, the on page 7, in line 34, and also in line 54, the words permits will be substituted for the word visa. Then Clause 13, on page 8, from line 24, sorry, line 34, I'm looking at the wrong one. On page 8 from line 24 up to and including line 27, the subsection will be omitted and substituted with the following subsection, which will read, A, removed in subject to subsection 1A, a corporate visa, word permit to be removed may be issued by the Director General to a corporate applicant to employ foreigners who may conduct work for such corporate applicant in the Republic. And on page 8, after line 27, to the words following subsection will be inserted. It will read 1A, no corporate visa may be issued or renewed in respect of any business undertaking which is listed as undesirable by the minister from time to time in the Gazette after consultation with the minister responsible for trading industry. Then the word permit will be substituted for visa in line 33 on page 8. Clause 14, which deals with Section 22, the exchange permit, will be rejected as is in the bill, and the new clause will be inserted as follows. Amendment of Section 22 of Act 13 of 2002 as amended by Section 23 and 47 of Act 19 of 2004. The clause will read, 14, Section 22 of the Principal Act is hereby amended by A, the substitution for the in paragraph B for the words preceding subparagraph 1 of the following words. The words will read, who is under 25 years of age and has received an offer to conduct work for no longer than 1 year, provided, and the comma there to be removed for or substitute for the word provided in capital, that then there will be subparagraphs that follow. Then in subparagraph 3, there is the word end that will be removed, and because we're inserting a new subparagraph 4, which follows in paragraph C, that reads, no visa may be granted under this section if the offer to conduct work pertains to an undesirable work as published by the minister from time to time in the Gazette after consultation with the minister responsible for trade and industry. Moving to clause 15, which deals with the asylum transit visa, on page 8 of the bill, from line 46 up to and including line 51, the subsection 1 will be substituted for the following subsection. It reads, 1. The Director General may, subject to the prescribed procedure under which an asylum transit visa may be granted, issue an asylum transit visa to a person who, at a port of entry, claims to be an asylum seeker, valid for a period of 5 days only, to travel to the nearest refugee reception office in order to apply for asylum. Then, moving to clause 17, that deals with section 26. On page 9 after line 10, the following two paragraphs will be inserted. Paragraph A, which reads, has been the holder of a work permit or substitute for visa, and the bolded words including one issued under a corporate permit will be removed in terms of this act for 5 years and has proven to the Secretary of the Director General that he or she has received an offer for permanent employment. Paragraph B, has been the spouse of a citizen or permanent resident for 5 years and the Director General is satisfied that a good faith personal relationship exists, provided that such permanent residence should be inserted. Permit shall last if at any time within 2 years from the issuing of that permit, sorry, that permanent residence permit, the good faith personal relationship no longer subsists, save for the case of death. Then moving to clause 18, the paragraph C that is being substituted there, there will be the words prescribed to be in the national interest that appear in the bill will be substituted with the words as contemplated in section 15, and that is the case also in line 23 in that clause. On page 9 after line 26, there will be an insertion of the following words, which are in subparagraph 2, to read, the permanent residence inserted permit shall lapse if the holder fails to prove within 2 years of the issuance of that permanent residence to be inserted permit, and 3 years thereafter, to the satisfaction of the Director General, that the prescribed financial contribution to be part of the intended book value is still invested as contemplated in this paragraph. On clause 19, that deals with section 29, the following words will be substituted, and this is just to indicate that we're moving the word temporary visa, and where the word visa, we inserting the words port of entry before the word visa. Then clause 20, where the word permit appears will be omitted in line 48 and will be substituted with the words port of entry visa. Clause 21, that is also the case, the insertion is in line 38 after the word or, where the insertion is of the words port of entry. Clause 22 also is the case, where there will be an insertion after the word relevant of the word, sorry, the omission of the word permit. Clause 24, that deals with the offences. Currently, for example, under item 1, the penalty there is 5 years, it will be subject for 2 years. In line 11 on page 12, 7 years will be subject for 4. Line 12, line 14, 8 years for 5 years. Line 20, 12 years for 5 years. In line 26, 10 years for 8 years. In line 32, 9 years for 5 years. In line 35, 10 years for 7 years. In line 38, 15 years for 8 years. Moving to page 11 of the document, still on page 12 of the bill, in line 41, the 8 years will be substituted for 3 years. In line 46, 20 for 10 years. Line 50, 9 for 5 years. Line 52, 12 years for 5 years. In line 55, the word 6 will be substituted for 3. In line 58, 15 will be substituted for 8. On page 13, in line 2, 15 years for 8 years. In line 8, after the words any, the words permanent residence will be inserted. Also, again, after the word permit, to insert the words port of entry visa. In line 11, after the word falsified, to insert the word permanent residence. Then in line 11, after the word permit, to insert the words port of entry visa. In line 18, after the word any, to insert the words permanent residence. In line 18, after the word permit, to insert the words port of entry visa. Then in line 29, the 20 years will be omitted or substituted for, 15 years. Then in line 37, 10 years will be subject for 7 years. Then clause 25, the word permit will be the word permit or will be omitted in line 43. Then the last clause, Chairperson, Honorable Members, is clause 26, which deals with the substitution of words. And as discussed in the previous meeting, the clause has been reinstated in the bill with amendments. The subparagraph 1, which reads, reference is made to either relatives permit, work permit, corporate permit, or an asylum transit permit, will be removed from the bill, and there will be an insertion after line 13 of the new paragraph C that will read, by the substitution for the word conditions, wherever it occurs in the act of the words terms and conditions, except in cases where the phrase terms and conditions or terms or conditions are used. And so this is to make sure that the words, where the word conditions appears, there will be terms and conditions, but in the act there is somewhere where the words terms and conditions are already used, so those will not be substituted. And thank you, Chairperson, Honorable Members.
Thank you, Advocate, Honorable Members. Advocate has taken us through, and now we are going to vote clause by clause. I'm not sure, Honorable Member. Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Just for clarity, two questions. A person wishing to visit South Africa now has to have two visas. They have to have a point of entry visa, and then they have to have another type of visa, whether it be a business visa or a visitor's visa or whatever it might be. But am I correct in understanding that you actually have to have two visas to visit South Africa? And then, Chair, just referring to page 5 of the document that has been handed out, well, page 5 and 6, which deals with the port of entry visas and people who may be allowed into South Africa. Everything that is written here precludes asylum seekers. And I just want to understand how asylum seekers would be, they wouldn't have a port of entry visa, how they would be accommodated. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Through you, Chair. Starting with the last question, a person who comes into the Republic to apply for asylum would not be required to have a visa in line with the Act. The Refugees Act does recognize that a person can come into the country without having obtained a visa, but the person has to declare upon entry that he is in the Republic to apply for asylum and go through the necessary processes. Going back to, and I'll also ask my deputy to assist me here, with regard to the first question, a person who comes into the Republic, they are those people that, or citizens from other countries that are exempted from having to obtain a visa. So they will then need to indicate the purpose for which they're coming to the country and obtain the necessary visa. But those that still require a visa will then need what we call a port of entry visa, and the visa that they will be coming into the country for the purpose. But the practicality, I think, my DDG, Mr. McKay, will explain as to how it functions currently. So the current situation would not necessarily change. That's the question of one has had to have a permit and a visa. So, but I'll ask DDG to assist me. Thank you.
Thank you. Good morning, Honorable Chairperson, Honorable Members. Firstly, a visa is a document that the airlines need to convey you from one country to another country. And that is why we call it a port of entry visa, because you are then required, if you are from a country that is non-visa exempt, you would require a document, a visa, to be issued to you in your country or in the country that you are embarking from, to proceed from there to a port of entry in South Africa. Now, when you arrive at that particular port of entry, you will then be given, state your purpose of visit, and then you will be given the kind of visa that's equivalent to, that deals with the type of visit. If you are coming to work, you'll be granted a work visa at the port of entry, and that work visa would now enable you to sojourn in the country for purposes of work. Now, if you come from a country that is visa exempt, where you don't require any visa, the airlines who transport you to South Africa, knowing that you do not require any visa to enter South Africa, and when you report to a port of entry in South Africa, you will then be issued with a visa for the purpose of your visit. If you are here for tourist purposes, to visit the country, you'll be issued with a visitor's visa. If you are for that would allow you and to sojourn in the country for the purpose of visiting. So that is how the process would work. On the issue of an asylum seeker, indeed, as my colleague has said, an asylum seeker would not need a visa necessarily to visit. But if that asylum seeker comes through using an aircraft, he will not be loaded into that aircraft if he doesn't have a passport and if he doesn't have a visa from that particular country to come to South Africa. So those would only be for people that arrive at the port of entry and then claim asylum, and they will then be issued as with a asylum seeker transit permit, so that they would be able to report to a refugee reception office. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, Honourable Lakmo. Honourable members, we are now going to vote clause by clause. We do correct. Yeah. Okay. So we will vote clause by clause, and the members who like to raise objection will also object, and their objection will be noted. Honourable members, we start with clause number one, with the changes on clause number one, are we all together, honorable members? We are on page 2 of the document from the department, and the bill in front of us. Are we together? Page 2, in line 6, to omit a paragraph and to substitute the paragraph. A, am I right? The bill made of state law advisor.
Chair, clause 1, that members will vote on, will read as follows.
the preamble to Immigration Act 2013 of 2002, year after referred to as the Principal Act, is hereby amended by the substitution for paragraphs A and C of the following paragraphs, respectively. As I said, it will read like that, and of the following paragraphs, respectively. Then it will add under inverted commas A first. A, which reads as follows: temporary visas and permanent residence permit, and all of that is contained in this document. And after A, it will follow by C, which is in the bill, interdepartmental coordination and public consultation, and reach the management of immigration with those words in which words that are bold removed and those that are underlined inserted in the principal act. So that's what members are voting on in terms of that clause.
Thank you, Stiglitz. Are we now together, honourable members? The insertion of clause A, but with the removal of temporary, and inserting visa, as well as removing the bold on C, functions, and inserting management of immigration, and removing control. Are we in agreement? Agreed? Hey, we need the hands and the seconder. Honorable Makuba, seconded by Honorable Mnisi. Am I the one who took to send this? Hey, State Law Advisor, I think you will have to assist us in leading us there. We are now on section 2.
We are now on clause 2 of the bill and
we are now in clause 2 of the bill that members must vote on. And if you see, if you read through, members will see that it starts from 2, all of that in 2, in page 2 of the bill remains, and we go to page 3 of the bill. And members will see just after line 5, the lines are in the right-hand side, 5, 10, 15, until down. And after line 5, in page 6, members will see that there's a reading there which applies for a permanent and corporate permit. That permit is referred to in section 21. That permit there is removed for visa, for the word visa. And then we go through, and we see that from page 45, that is where you have a sub-paragraph H, which inserts the definition. Insert line 45 up to line 51. That is the paragraph H, which inserts after the definition of permanent resident permit. The definition of a permit. So all of that is removed in the bill now. That is that's where the change is happening, as indicated by the advocate, Sebelenja. And then you will find again in the same clause, I mean just after line 56 is just after paragraph I, where that we are inserting the definition of a port of entry visa. It just follows the definition of a port of entry. So we are inserting a port of entry visa, as advocate has indicated. Then the same clause goes through to page 4 of the bill now. Go to page 4 of the bill, and we will see that in paragraph L,
in paragraph L of the bill, in line 4, we there the word permit underlined there before the word visa. So we are removing that permit there now in this clause 4. We are removing it totally because we don't want it there. And then the same clause now on page 4 from line 9 up to and including line 22. That starts with the definition, for instance, of visa. We try to be more clear and elaborate there. And then we are removing the definition as it appears on the bill with the definition just as the advocate has indicated there. And that's the end of clause 2, which members must vote on. Thank you, honorable members.
Any hands, Honorable Lovemore, supporting?
No, Chair, may I just question one aspect, and I will question only aspects which we don't have clarity on yet.
Okay.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, in the submission that we gave last week, we expressed concern about Clause 2B, which changes the definition of a corporate applicant. It used to be a corporate applicant being a juristic person established under the laws of the Republic or of a foreign country, etc., etc. Now, what's been taken out is "or of a foreign country." Surely most corporate applicants will have been established under the laws of a foreign country. They won't have been established under the laws of South Africa because they are foreigners. So before we vote, I think the committee deserves clarity on that. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable Miss.
Sorry, Chairperson, I'm subject to correction. I'm not sure if you are still allowed to raise some questions because we are now voting on the bill. Thank you.
Honourable Lovemore.
Please, let us say.
I thought they were also debating, voting on the bill, and we said, if you object to the clause, you will object to the clause. I think that this you have raised this several times, and it was we had discussed it several times. Okay, you want an answer again now? It has. Could we maybe afford the department to respond?
Thank you, Chairperson. Chairperson, even if you are registered any company, and I think anywhere in the world as well, if I'm not mistaken, but I'm almost certain, if you open up, you can be a corporate operating out of New York. If you want to open up a branch in anywhere else in the country, you need to register yourself in that country because you are subject to the laws of that country. And so if you have a corporate, it doesn't exclude anyone, because you can be a foreign corporate registered in South Africa. And this is what all that we are saying here is that all corporates need to be registered in South Africa before you can apply for such a corporate permit. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you.
Honorable
Dan.
You know, really, we are now beyond the deliberation phase. We are voting on the bill. If we are now going to, ask questions about every clause again, that phase is now over. We need to go on and vote now. I mean, that's where we are now, procedurally. Thanks.
Thank you. Can you continue with clause 2? The state law advisor has taken us through. Honorable Madonna Peterson.
Thank you, Chairperson. I agree with amendments, Chairperson. Thank you.
Thank you. A seconder? Honorable Gang. State law advisor, the next clause 3.
Yes, on page 4, clause 3.
Clause 3, that is the clause that deals with the board and the constitution of the board. Chairperson, and in terms of the document that we have in front of us, no changes have been effected by the committee.
Honorable Matebe, I agree with the seconder, Honorable Kwekane and Makuba.
Chair, the Democratic Alliance records its objection to this amendment.
Objection will be noted. Clause 4.
We go now on clause 4, Chairperson, which runs from page 4 up to page 5. Chair, in terms of A, as it appears on the bill, we're removing all the words permits there, and we're removing all the words permits, Chairperson. And then, after the words visas, we now includes permanent residence permits. Permanent residence permit, Chair. And then you will see that we remove the word permit wherever they occurred. And we, in their stead, we have inserted the word port of entry visa. And then we have, afterwards, besides, we have inserted permanent residence permit, Chair. And then, Chair, in terms of paragraph B there, in clause 4, after the word warrants, comma, there is a word permit. So we have included that before that word permanent residence, to read it permanent residence permit. And then on page 5, Chair, in paragraph C, Chair will see there that in paragraph C there's a subparagraph I, issuing of visas on page 6. So you're from line 6, we have included that before that, port of entry visa, comma, visas. So standalone port of entry visa, and then it will be followed by visas. And then the same way interpreting as done in terms of paragraph B, the previous page, there's the word permit, then we include there, or we insert permanent residence for it to read as permanent residence permit and certificate and other services. And then the same there, 18, that in terms of paragraph F there, the chairperson will see the same as after the word warrant, then comma, we include permanent residence for it to read as permanent residence permit. And then, just after that, after the common permanent residence permit, you will see that there's a word visa, but before that word, we are inserting port of entry visa. Port of entry visa, comma, visa, certificate, document declaration, and all of that. So in other words, it will read, different regulation may be made under subsection 1C in respect of different ports of entry, and the forms of warrants, permanent residence permits, port of entry visas, visa certificates, documents, declaration, or registered prescribed under, and it all continues, Chairperson, until a full stop. That is what the members have agreed, and they need to vote.
Thank you. Are we agreeing?
Yes.
Honorable Hasiboni, Honorable Matonati.
Once again, the Democratic Alliance records its objection based on the deletion of subsection K, which deals with immigration practitioners.
Objection noted. Honourable Makuba.
Thank you, Chairperson. The IFP also objects on the case of the immigration
practitioners. Okay. Noted. Honourable Mbele.
We also want our objection to be recorded, Chair.
Noted. Proceeding to clause 5.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. In terms of clause 5, Chair, if I may beg for indulgence, and clause 6. Those clauses as they are in the Act, you haven't done anything in terms of those two clauses. So that's what members need to vote on. Thank you, Chairperson.
With amendments, the State Law Advisor, I noticed that there are bold with the not less than 30 days after expiry of the intended stay and temporary residence permit. We are excluding that all.
If I might, Mr. Chair, the clauses as they appear in the bill should be voted on as they are. Thank you.
Okay, we are learning. Are we agreeing to clause 5 and 6, a mover and a seconder. Section 7, State Law. Clause 7.
Clause 7, starting page 6.
Yeah, it's that in page 6, Chairperson, and it's dealing with the visa to temporary sojourn in the Republic. It replaces temporary residence visa, Chairperson. That's a new word. And in terms of that, Chairperson, after that change of heading, in paragraph B, Chairperson. In paragraph B, we are inserting we are substituting paragraph A, which was not in the bill initially, and we are substituting subsection 1 of the, as you can see, the bill starts from subsection 2, but here we are starting from page subsection 1, which is as follows: upon admission, A, foreigner who is not a holder of a permanent resident permit may enter and sojourn in the Republic only if in possession of a visa issued by the Director General for a prescribed period. And the only change that is happening in terms of that paragraph, as it currently appears in the Act, is the removal of temporary resident permits with the word visa, as it has been done in the previous clauses, as members have voted on. So we are now also including that a subsection. Then we go to the page 4 of the document, and members, as the person can see, we have omitted that paragraph as it that subsection as it appear on the bill, which is changed. And as advocate have read it, we have elaborated more on, made it clear on more of those things that the visas may be issued for in the Act, as up until it goes to there. And then we go to subsection, now we go to paragraph C of that clause. As you can see, initially it was a one without A and B, Chairperson, you see 6 subject to what, but Now we are making also more clear, we are separating it into two, because now there is an inclusion of another thing, just to make it more clear for members. Then all that is there remain as it is there, but is now A, only with just M included, which was not there. And then we include paragraph B, which read as follows: was not in the Act originally, an application for a change of status attached to a visa or to a visitor or a medical treatment visa shall not be made by the visa holder while in the Republic, except in exceptional circumstances as prescribed. It's just to make it clear, this flows from the deliberations that members had during the course of this bill. Thank you, Chairperson.
Agreed. Honourable Matheva. Seconda. Honourable Gang. We're going to say clause 8.
Clause 8, Chairperson, is the same that we have done just in the previous clause, but the members are rejecting that clause, and members are putting up a new clause, Chairperson. New clause will start by, for instance, changing or substituting the heading of that clause. In that clause, the heading was visas. Now we're putting a port of entry visa. That was the inclusion of subsection of the paragraph A. And then we've got paragraph B. Paragraph B, the same as we have done on the previous clause, elaborating and making it more clear, changing all what was in the bill originally and making it more clear, all of that up to and including, for instance, permanent, including permanent residence permit. That is why even that B is underlined there, it just shows where we are including that. We are changing also that. And then, Chairperson, as you see, we've got now paragraph C, which talks about the port of entry as referred there. And then we have paragraph D, which was not in the bill before, we talked about which substitute paragraph A of subsection 3. And then we've also got paragraph F, which substitute paragraph A of subsection 4. And all that, all those words, Chairperson, all those paragraph words in those paragraphs are in the Act. For instance, in A, the only thing that is inserted is the port of entry before visa, in terms of paragraph A, both in those instances. And in paragraph A of subsection 4, it's the inclusion of port of entry before visa, and the substitution of visa of permit for visa. Those are the only technical things that are taking place in line with the other amendments that have occurred in the Act. Thank you, Chairperson.
To save a little time, you know, the department has already gone through this document, so it's not necessary to, you know, for the state law advisor to elaborate on that again, because we have just dealt with, as you know, with this document. So maybe we can just save time in that regard.
Okay. Agreed. Clause 8. Agreed. Clause 9.
Clause 9 and 10, Chairperson, the committee has accepted those clauses as they currently appear on the bill, and they have not effected any changes in that regard. 9 and 10, Chairperson.
Clause 9 and 10, agreed. Honourable Nisi. Honourable Bell. Clause 11,
Chairperson, as I said that as the advocate explained earlier, in compliance with what transpired during the deliberation, the department is included, for instance, in terms of paragraph B, subparagraph 2, for instance, in C, paragraph C, such a foreigner is undertaken to, so that employee, the percentage number, that was transpired during the deliberation, and because in subsection 1, we changed the preceding words in section 1 to include, for instance, subject to subsection 1A. So in paragraph C, is just to include that subsection 1A, Chairperson. That's all that has happened. Thank you, Chairperson.
Agreed. You're welcome. Clause 12.
Clause 12, Chairperson.
12 on page 7 of the bill, Chairperson. Members will notice that, for instance, in clause 34, at the start of subsection 2, you'll see that it's written a general work permit. That permit is removed and it will be substituted by visa. The same happens in line 54, where that is subsection 4, Chairperson, and subject to any prescribed requirement, Chairperson will see all of that. And say a critical skills work permit, that permit there goes in favor of visa, Chairperson, in line with what has already happened in the bill, Chairperson. Thank you. That's all that happened in terms of clause 12. Thank you, Chairperson.
Agreed. Chairperson, the Democratic Alliance notes its objection in respect of clause 12D, with there being no discretionary clause with respect to the critical skills work permit.
Objection of 30A. Clause 13.
Chairperson, it's similar to what happened to a business visa, Chairperson. The department is just including, inserting subsection 1A, Chairperson, in terms of that. And it's removing permit, for instance, a corporate permit. That thing is removed, permit in favor of visa, Chairperson. That's what happens there. And that's just the insertion of a subsection A, which read as follows: no corporate visa may be issued or removed in respect of any business undertaking which is listed as undesirable by the minister from time to time in the Gazette after consultation with the minister responsible for trade and industry. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Agreed. Chairperson, the Democratic Alliance again objects to this clause on the basis of no discretionary, clause 13A, no discretionary allowance having been inserted.
Objection of DA. Clause 14,
Chairperson. The same day happens, the department in terms of that clause is trying also to make it clear, Chairperson, it includes subparagraph 4 in the Act. So what happens, includes subparagraph 4, which reads as follows: no visas may be granted under this section if the offer to conduct work pertains to undesirable work. This is just to align these clauses that deals with the work or corporate or business permit, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson.
Agreed, clause 14. The DA's objection once again on the basis of no discretionary clause.
DA's objection.
clause 15?
Clause
15, chairperson, deals with asylum transit permit, chairperson, and as you can see, chairperson, the only change that members have affected was to rewrite subsection 1, the chairperson, was to rewrite subsection 1 as it appears on the bill. You will recall that now it will read the Director General may, subject to the prescribed procedures under which an asylum transit visa may be granted, issued, an asylum transit visa to a person who at the port of entry claims to be an asylum seeker, valid for 5 days only, to travel to the nearest refugee reception center in order to apply for asylum. So the committee has just rewritten subsection 1 in terms of that clause, chairperson. Thank you.
Agreed. Honourable Masala.
We've always indicating that we object to this.
Agreement first. Those who agree. Honourable Kam, Honourable Lai. Objection of the DA. Objection of the IFP. Objection of court.
Sorry, Chair. May it be noted that the objection is based on the word nearest with respect to the refugee reception office. The word may, with respect to the Director General, may issue the permit. He must, subject to the terms and conditions, and also on the basis of the 5 days, the reduction to 5 days from 14.
Clause
16. State law advisor. Thank you, Chairperson. Clause 16, it deals with the repeal of Section 24 of the Municipal Act, and the committee has accepted that, haven't done anything in respect of that clause. That is a clause that members must vote on. Thank you, Chairperson. Is it up here on the bill?
Agreed. Honourable Gam, Honourable Bell. Clause 17.
Thank you, Chairperson. In Clause 17, as it appears on the Act, Chairperson, the committee has included those paragraphs in the Act, that is paragraph A and B, in order for the committee to show that it removed the word permit and substituted that word with visa. And it also included those, including one issued under a corporate permit. Those words are taken off, Chairperson, as well as in paragraph B, Chairperson, before the word permits, the committee has inserted permanent residence in order to read permanent residence permit for the sake of clarity to people who would be relying on the bill, Chairperson, the Act. Thank you, Chairperson.
Agreed. Clause
18. Clause 18, Chairperson. Members will see that in paragraph B, in that clause, Chairperson, as it appears on the bill, there are those words that read as prescribed to be in the national interest. In line 22 as well as in line 23, consistent with what transpired in the committee, the department has removed those words and has substituted them with the words as contemplated in section 15, that is section 15 of the Act, Chairperson. So you remove those words and you substitute it with those words. And then, Chairperson, just after line 26, under that paragraph C, B, Chairperson, we inserted, for instance, we included by substitution in paragraph C for subparagraph B of the following subparagraph, J, just to make it clear in the distinction, Chairperson, between visas and permits, the department has included permanent residence in order for that subparagraph to read as permanent residence a permit, Chairperson. Thank you, Chairperson.
Agreed. Seconda. Clause 19, Chairperson,
we, in terms of that, what happens is just substituting the word proceedings, paragraph A of subsection 1, just to also to be clear, Chairperson, in terms of this distinction between visas and permits, we included the port of entry for it to read as port of entry visa, and the word temporary, just to indicate that we mean visa there instead of temporary or permanent residence permit. It's for clarity purposes, Chairperson. Thank you.
Agreed.
Are we in agreement?
In clause 20, Chairperson, if members will see that in clause 20, in paragraph A, in line 48, there's a word in brackets there, comma, a temporary. Not that, Chairperson. There's a word visa permits there, qualify for a permit before visa. That word, Chairperson, is being taken, that word permit, and is substituted for the word port of entry visa, as it happened before, Chairperson, where we include that word port of entry visa, Chairperson. Thank you.
Agreed. Clause 20. Objection. Chair, the Democratic Alliance objects particularly to clause 20B. Any person who has overstayed the prescribed number of times becoming an undesirable person, this without the department allowing those people who have overstayed as a result of the department's tardiness not being liable then to conviction. In clause 21,
Chairperson, we are on page now 11 of the bill, as it is before honourable members. And in page 11, in line 38, Chairperson, in line 38 then, after the word or, you'll read, for instance, there, that is subparagraph 9. There's a word that transit visa or visa. So after that visa or before that second visa, we include port of entry for it to read as port of entry visa. That is the only change that the committee has effected in terms of that clause. Thank you, Chairperson.
Honorable Chair, the Democratic Alliance objects extremely strongly to clause 21 on the basis of its application now to domestic conveyances and the totally unrealistic loading of domestic conveyances with unnecessary documentation.
Clause 22, state law.
Clause 22, Chairperson, still in in page 11 of the bill, Chairperson, in line 48, Chairperson, that is paragraph A of clause 22, Chairperson. There, just as you can see, Chairperson, read condition attached to the relevant permit, comma, visa, and all of that, that permit, the chairperson, is removed. That's the only change that the members have made in terms of that clause. Thank you, chairperson.
Agreed. Second. Clause 23.
In terms of clause 23, chairperson, there's nothing that this committee have done. They have accepted the repeal of section 46 of the Principal Act. Thank you, chairperson.
Agreed. Seconda. Objection?
No objection. Sebastian, we've made our points and we are objecting to this particular clause.
Okay.
What we are objecting to is the fact that you don't want to take away what contributes so immensely in alleviating the kind of challenges that many foreigners, especially the investors and those who are employed in this country, adding value to the economy. And of course, there are people who are employed by these practitioners, which we deem also that as part of job creation, poverty alleviation, which is in line with what the President has said during the State of the Nation address.
Thank you, Klaus. Yeah, all of the hands are noted. Yeah. Clause 24.
Clause 24 deal with penalties, chairperson, and advocate Selebelenja has read that the old clause as indicated the changes, chairperson. It flows from the discussion that members had that the penalties were too harsh and the department has decreased them. Thank you, chairperson.
Agreed. Second. Thank you. Clause 25.
Clause 25, chairperson, in terms of paragraph A, the chairperson. In the second line of that subsection 1, chairperson, there's a word permit or visa, with or visa being underlined. You are taking permit as well as all that is underlined there, chairperson. That is the only change that members have done in terms of this clause. The rest remain the same, chairperson. Thank you.
Agreed.
Chair, the Democratic Alliance objects to particularly clause 25A. If a person has applied for an extension or change of status within the prescribed time period, then it has not been processed. They are still guilty of an administrative offence. This has not been taken cognizance of in the bill.
Call objection. Clause 26.
Clause 26, chairperson, deal with the substitution of words put out the act, chairperson, and since the deliberation, chairperson, and the changes that we have had, subparagraph Roman 1, the chairperson, was no longer applicable, so now it is being removed, chairperson. And then now just before, just after B, paragraph B, chairperson, as the advocate explained, chairperson, the conditions where the word condition, wherever it occurs in the act, chairperson, is substituted, for instance, with terms and conditions, chairperson, to align it, to make it read the same throughout the act, but there are instances where terms and conditions are already appear in the act. So that is being an exception, chairperson. Thank you very much. But the same remains in terms of that clause. Thank you, Chair.
Agreed. state law advisor. The short title.
Clause 27, the source title and commencement chairperson. Thank you, chairperson.
Agreed. Honourable members, we are now going to give to the secretary to do honest that will be done next week, the reading of the report. Okay. Honourable Gang?
Shouldn't we just put the bill as a whole as well?
Yeah. Can we put the bill as a whole?
Propose that we adopt the book.
The book can propose a second. Here
we object to the process of this bill. We object to the content of this bill. And we will certainly take it forward in whatever way we can.
Objection of the DA. Objection of call. Objection of IFP. Thank you, honourable members. We are continuing with our agenda for today. If we could have a 5 minutes break and have tea outside, you're all invited for tea. That's the only thing that we can afford as the committee. 5 minutes break, honourable members. Thank you.